and share our hope together.
Confession of Belhar, South Africa. Join me, please. We believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who gathers, protects, and cares for the church through word and spirit. This God has done since the beginning of the world and will do to the end. We believe in one holy, universal Christian church, the communion of saints called from the entire human family. We believe that God has entrusted the church with the message of reconciliation in and through Jesus Christ, and that the church is called to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, that the church is called blessed because it is a peacemaker, that the church is witnessed both by word and by deed to the new heaven and the new earth in which righteousness dwells. Amen. It's now time for our service of giving. Let us pray. Dearest Father, as you work in our congregation and in each individual, helping us to understand how your kingdom is at work in this world today, help us to see and give us opportunities to help make that kingdom come to fruition. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Will the deacons come forward?
Thank you.
As we prepare to turn our hearts and minds to God with the prayers of the people, I invite you to offer any joys and concerns that you have to share with us.
Many of you have asked me about the shirt I'm wearing. It's from Maryville College in Maryville, Tennessee. For my daughter went to school. This past week, they had an incident on campus. Now, on Maryville College, which is a private Presbyterian college, they have something they call the Covenant Stone, which is a large rock, and it has the words scholarship, respect, and integrity engraved. And every year, they invite the freshman class to come and put their hand on the stone and agree to abide by those principles of scholarship, respect, and integrity. And this past week, this rock was spray-painted with black paint by supporters of one of the people in the upcoming presidential election. This is unacceptable. And I would like for us to pray for the anger and the hatred that have been loosed in this country to be defeated and bring us back to respect and honoring each other and loving each other and get away from this divisiveness and hatred that has been turned free. We cannot have this and remain a nation under God. We can't have it.
I also have prayers, a prayer from Janet, prayer of thanksgiving. Her Uncle Charles will be 90 tomorrow. Congratulations, Uncle Charles. Continued prayers for her sister-in-law who is undergoing radiation treatment for cancer. Emily Walden is doing better, still some issues. Please still continue to keep her in prayers. Thanks for all of the calls and cards from Emily. Congratulations to Jessica Brown on her marriage to Mark Etler Friday night. Will Sewer, Mark's brother, had surgery Friday to remove his large intestine, colon, and rectum. Will is 37 and a longtime sufferer of Crohn's disease. Please pray for him and for Mark's family. Are there other prayer requests that we have? Yes, Becky? Okay. Other prayer requests? Yes.
We have joy.
Great.
It's pretty obvious that Barbara is pregnant.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Sometime in March.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Thank you all for sharing. Other prayer requests? Joys and concerns? Yes.
Terry's niece Julie has had what is hopefully the last surgery related to her accident. They put a piece of cadaver bone in her thigh, and hopefully once that heals, she'll actually get started on the recovery process.
Very good. So Derek's niece Julie's last surgery is coming up this week?
It was last week.
Okay. And hopefully now she'll be on the road to the recovery process. It's been a long journey for her, so we will continue to pray for her. Any other prayer requests? And let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come to you with open hearts, hearts that we know that you have written on with your love, hearts that you have written on with the way you want us to be as people. Lord, we offer those hearts to you today. And we pray for all of the many things, needs, hurts, rejections, joys, happiness, everything that is in our lives, we bring to you in prayer, O Lord. Today we pray for our country as we continue through this election cycle. We do pray for a return to civil discourse, for a return to respect for one another, and respect for the idea of integrity, and for those who believe in things such as respect and integrity and scholarship. Lord, be with the campus of Maryville College as they clean up the vandalism, as they heal from this assault on their campus. And help us all to remember that we are all human beings, that we may have differences of opinion and different ways of going about things, but that we are all created in the image of the living God. Lord, we prayed for Will Sewer, Mark's brother, who had surgery Friday. He is a long-time sufferer of Crohn's disease, and we pray for his healing from the surgery and that it will bring some relief to his difficulties with Crohn's. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Janet's Uncle Charles, who will be 90 tomorrow. We pray for the life that he has had and continues to have on this earth. And we pray for what he has brought to his family and friends and all of those around him. We also continue to pray for Janet's sister-in-law, who is undergoing radiation treatment for cancer. We pray for healing and wholeness and for support and comfort for Janet's family. We continue to pray for Emily Walden, who is doing better. We pray for David, who also is doing well, but continues to need our prayers, as do all of those who are a part of our community but can't be with us today. We pray a prayer of joy and congratulations to Jessica Brown on her wedding to Mark Etler on Friday. And we pray for Fred Toe that he is able to find a job. We pray for Barb and for Christian and for their family as it increases. May their joy also increase, O Lord. And we pray for Derek's niece, Julie, who continues her recovery from the accident that she had this summer. As she recovers from this final surgery, we hope and we pray that her recovery process will now truly begin in earnest. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to you, O Lord, those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and help us to be the people that you call us to be in the world. Help us to endure in times of suffering, to rejoice in times of joy, and to be aware of our humanness and the humanness of all of those around us. Humanness that was created as good in your image. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Here I Am, Lord, number 525.
Thank you.
Before I give the charge and the blessing, let me get some instruction about where exactly the brick is.
It's straight up the path from our parking lot.
Straight up the path. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I invite you all to come and help us dedicate the brick in Bill's memory, if you can, if you're able. And we will be there just as soon as everyone gets up there. And now as we go forth from this place, remember to pray always and do not lose heart, for the Lord is surely coming and the kingdom of God is here. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.